Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. I'm out at Lac Parle Valley High School. I have a special guest with me, Charlie Hansen, an eighth grader at Lac Parle Valley. Charlie just competed in the state spelling bee, and he's a spelling bee champion, right, Charlie?
Yep.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, your grade.
Well, I have a brother and sister. Elizabeth, my sister, she graduated last year. Okay. My brother's in he's a junior, no, sophomore this year.
Okay.
And my dad works in Madison.
So tell us a little bit about, you're in eighth grade?
Yep.
Okay. What other activities are you involved in at Lac Parle Valley?
Well, I'm doing baseball this spring, and I'm in a theater. We're doing a Clue this year.
Oh, cool. Have you been in theater productions before?
All of them since seventh grade.
Oh, wow. Cool. What's your favorite part? What's your favorite play you've done so far?
Early this year, we did Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was well attended. A lot of people saw that play, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
Okay. All right, Charlie. Well, talk to us about the spelling bee. How does that work? How do you qualify for state? And have you always been a good speller?
Well, qualify, you need to first win at the school. And then you go to like a local spelling bee with 20 or so other kids, and you have to get either first, second, third, or fourth to go on to state.
Okay. All right. So you're the champion out of your grade or the whole school here?
The spelling bee is fifth through eighth grade.
Okay.
So I'm the champion of that.
All right. Well, do you get nervous before a spelling bee?
Oh, yeah.
So after you won that Lac Parle Valley, then where did you go?
I went to the local spelling bee, and I can't remember where it was. It was somewhere.
So it was kind of a regional thing, then, I would guess.
It was a regional spelling bee.
Okay. And what place did you get there?
I got second place.
Okay. So tell us some of the words that you have to spell, like at the region or state. Do you remember any of them?
I do remember the one that I spelled at the school, which was geopolitics. And then there was...
Geopolitics.
Yeah.
You got that one right?
Yeah. Okay. That was the winning word.
Okay. And how is that spelled?
G-E-O-P-O-L-I-T-I-C-S.
Awesome. I would have messed that up. So that's the one that you qualified you for state?
That qualified me for the regionals because I was at the school, and then I can't remember any of the regionals, honestly.
Okay. Well, it was pretty exciting when you found out you were going to state spelling bee?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Okay. This is kind of cool, I think. Mm-hmm. I was told that you were the first Lac Parle Valley student to ever qualify for state spelling bee. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty proud.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. Tell us about the state spelling bee then.
Well, it was a lot harder than the regional one, and after I got out, a lot of the words just didn't make sense, honestly. But
how many kids roughly? How many kids are at the state spelling bee?
I think it was again about 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where is this held at, do you know?
It was in Fergus Falls.
Fergus Falls, okay. Boy, that's got to be nerve-wracking to be up on the stage at a state spelling bee.
Yeah, it was.
You may remember any of the words at the state?
I do remember the one I got out on was acorn, which apparently is a new word.
Okay, that's the one that you got wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. So how is that spelt then? What's the word again?
Acorn.
Acorn. E-G-G-C-O-R-N?
Yeah, actually. It's apparently... It's a word that the definition is weird. You hear a word, and then it's what you think that word is using other words you know, and you're misspelling the word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's confusing.
So what does a judge say to you when he gives you the word? Do you ask for the definition, or how does that work?
They usually give you the definition and the word, and then if you want, you can ask for, like, language origin or... Using it in a sentence.
Okay. What's some of your favorite words that you've spelled? Can I ask you that? Do you remember any of your favorite words?
Well, at the school, I spelled Andean, which apparently no one knew because everyone almost gasped when I spelled it.
What was the word?
Andean.
Andean. What's the definition of Andean, I wonder?
I can't remember. It was something about the Andes Mountains, or okay. I think. I don't know.
And you spelled that right?
Spell it.
A-N-D-E-A-N.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I wouldn't have got that one.
Yeah.
Have you always been a good speller?
I think so.
Okay. Do you practice spelling, or how do you become a spelling bee winner?
Well, I know I did study after the regional spelling bee but you just got to read a lot, and then, yeah, just see a lot of words.
Okay. Do you picture the word in your head?
Yeah.
Awesome. So what's the overall experience been for you?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I like competitions.
Okay. Yeah. So do you get to be in spelling bees till senior, or how does that work?
It only goes up to eighth grade.
Oh, it does. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on being the first La Caprile Valley student to the state spelling bee, Charlie. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You want to trick me with a word? Give me a word and see if I can spell it. You can come up with a word, I bet you. Try to trick me. I'm not a very good speller, so take it easy on me.
Pterodactyl.
What was that?
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl. T-A. I blew it right away.
It starts with a P.
Pterodactyl starts with a P.
Yeah, the P is silent.
You did trick me. That's awesome, Charlie. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, Charlie Hansen, eighth grader out here at La Caprile Valley. I'm going to go look up pterodactyl now. So, all right, thanks, Charlie.
Yep, thank you. Yep.
Charlie Hansen, spelling bee winner, champion here at La Caprile Valley High School.